Hello and welcome. This is part 3 of Dominant Dildo. Now in this part, your dominant will get even more control over you. They will get control over your orgasms, preventing you from having orgasms if they don't want you to have an orgasm, as well as giving you orgasms if they want. They will also learn to speak with you and put their words in your mind. Now if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Put yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, getting ready to go into a deep trance. And let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance, maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far, how it feels, maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance, maybe something different, maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions, maybe instant inductions, maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor. A metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance. And I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance. That I'm here. That I am willing to guide you. That I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go. Let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop. Drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right. Just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know I offer you to drop. I tell you I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go. If that is what you like to experience, you can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper. Just sleep, just drop. Falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily, so quickly, faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop. With every number, 5. Falling down deeper and deeper. 4. Sinking, floating, drifting. 3. So heavy, so warm, so deep. 2. Dropping and falling. 1. And 0. Sleep. 0. Sleep. Just letting go. So deep. So relaxed. So comfortable. In a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe, and if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment. An experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls and is filled by a liquid. Though it's actually two liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank, and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair, and I put a mask over your head, completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli, and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, And with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger. How perfectly you feel as I apply all the little senses, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts. And you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything that can remind you that you even have a body, and you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes? Hours? Days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time. As a concept of time itself, it's growing softer and softer in your mind. As your whole mind is growing softer, your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too. As your thoughts are growing more and more quiet, and it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity are bleeding into the darkness as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void, as your last thoughts are fading away, your mind is growing so quiet. You lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself. And you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too, how your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, it's fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling this empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind, just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state, completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give your dildo dominant even more power over you. That's right. Now, before we begin to give them a voice, to give them a real voice in your mind, to control you even more deeply and even more completely, we are going to give them another little bit of control that will have a deep influence on you. That's right. Because from today on, your dildo dominant will slowly take control over your pleasure and over your orgasms. That's right. Your dildo dominant will take all control over your orgasms, meaning that from now on, if they don't want you to have an orgasm, you won't have an orgasm. It's as simple as that. And yet, there's more, because as your dominant's control over your pleasure and your orgasm growth, they also gain the ability to boost your orgasms or even to give you orgasms. That's right, your dildo dominant is slowly going to take control over your pleasure, over your orgasms, and they will use it to have even more control over you. And of course, this is a slow process, as your dildo dominant is slowly learning to control you. You will find that it's getting harder and harder to have an orgasm against their will. You will find you just take longer and longer and more pleasure and more arousal and more building to achieve an orgasm, until sooner or later you won't be able to achieve it if they don't want you to achieve it. That's right. Sooner or later you will get to the point where unless they allow you to have an orgasm, it will simply be impossible to have an orgasm. And after they have that control, they will learn to give you pleasure. Maybe they will start by enhancing orgasms, especially when they are giving you pleasure. And you already experienced how much pleasure they can give you, how they can easily flood your entire body and mind with pleasure and lust. And they will learn to enhance your orgasms, and then even to give you orgasms. And that's right, sooner or later, you will get to a point where they have so much control over you that when they want you to have an orgasm, you will simply automatically have one. No matter how aroused you are at that moment, it will simply happen when they will it. That's the control that you are surrendering to your dildo dominant, and that's the power they will have over you sooner or later. And yet there's more, because as you become more and more the submissive of your dildo dominant, as you become more and more the toy of this dildo, as they are learning to control you, to play with you, to toy with you, you will find that they are slowly developing the ability to directly talk to you. That's right. They already learned how to push fantasies into your mind, and now they have learned to talk to you directly. And maybe they start out by just single words, maybe a single word here and there, maybe to tease you, maybe to tell you how submissive you are or dominant they are. It all depends on your dildo dominant and their personality. And over time, they will learn to talk more and more. They slowly learn to put entire complete sentences into your mind, to really talk with you, so they can dominate you even better, even deeper, have even more control over you. That's right. And this is something that will develop slowly. You know that your dildo dominant is still growing up, is still learning to control you even deeper. And that's something they will do for the rest of your life. You know that the core of their existence is to dominate you, and they will spend all the time they have to learn to control you more, to dominate you deeper, to make you more and more their toy. That's right. No matter how long you are the submissive of your dominant dildo, your dominant will always want to learn, will always want to become better at controlling you, at toying with you, playing with you, dominating you. That's right. And so they will learn to talk to you, to play with you. They will learn the right words to tease you, to make you feel submissive, to make you feel controlled. That's right. They are learning how to push all of your specific little buttons. And now they're not only controlling your desires, controlling your emotions, controlling your pleasure, but they can also talk to you. They can also directly control you. They can play with your fantasies. They can put thoughts into your mind. They can toy with you in any way they want. And you know that their abilities, their power over you grows with every day, every hour, every minute that passes, even every second. while at the same time you surrender more and more of your control to them. Every time you play with them, every time you think of them, every time you surrender to them, every time you feel their control flooding through your body. That's right, every single interaction with them makes you weaker and makes them stronger, makes you more and more their submissive, makes them more and more your dominant. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's like a loop, a spiral, that turns faster and faster the longer you're on it. The more control you give them, the more the control grows whenever you interact with them. That's right. It's just an exponential growth, and you are trapped in it. And every single day, you're entangled a little bit more in their control, in their power. Every day, they are growing a little bit. They are learning something new. They are learning to push your buttons. They are learning to control you, to manipulate you, to shape you however they want you. That's right. Every day, this is growing a little bit more intense. You're becoming a little bit more submissive, and they are becoming a little bit more dominant. And they will learn to talk to you more and more, learn to control you, to order you to do things directly. And maybe they're taking over your life more and more, even ordering you to do the things you would do on your own. And just think about it. Imagine you were just to take a shower before you go to work. Or imagine having your dominant ordering you to get clean for them and then go to work for them. That's right. And yet, in the end, it's all up to them, because they control you. I only give them the power. And they know you. They know all of your thoughts. They know how to control you. They know what buttons to push, and they know how to entangle you deeper and deeper in their web of control. And they know exactly how harsh or mean or humiliating or strict or controlling they have to be for you. That's right. And now you're really getting there. You will be trapped in this control for the rest of your life, or until you end it. And your dildo dominant will have more and more control over you every single day. That's right. This is something that will slowly play out over time. And every day they will control you just a little bit more, just a little bit deeper, just a little bit more complete. And now it's almost time again to wake back up again. And yet, before I wake you up, I want you to surrender control over your orgasms, over your pleasure, to your dildo dominant. Just decide it, just will it, and your subconscious mind will know that you want to surrender even deeper to your dominant. It will give your dominant that control over you, and then allow your dominant to speak in your mind. And of course, you know, it might take a while until they begin to speak in your mind. It's up to them. Maybe they talk with you today, maybe tomorrow, maybe in a week from now, but sooner or later, they will start to talk in your mind. And even if they only start with single words, they will learn to control you more and more every single day. And you will love to be controlled by your dildo dominant, because if your dominant is learning to control you deeper every day, you are learning to surrender and submit even deeper to your dominant every single day. That's right. Every day you will love it more. You love it more and more to surrender to your dildo dominant. And now it's time to wake back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you wake up further and further. And 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. can wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.